shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
We have received many letters from people asking us whether or not war between the communist forces and the United States of America is inevitable. And if so, would we please supply them with biblical proof? We intend to do just that. If you will open your Bibles to Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, we will explain their meaning. It is very important for all of us to know that what we have been saying of the attack and occupation of the United States and the final victory given to us by Almighty God can be biblically proved. We feel there is nothing more important. Listen carefully now to the 38th chapter of Ezekiel. And immediately thereafter, if you will follow along with me, I will explain them to you.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, It shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold? To take away cattle and goods? To take a great spoil? Therefore, Son of man, prophesy, and say unto Gog, Thus saith the Lord God, In that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, Art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken, Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
If you will open your Bibles now to the 38th and 39th chapters of Ezekiel and read along with me, we will attempt to explain to you the meaning of the words contained therein, starting with the 38th chapter, the first verse. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog. Now the meaning of set thy face is to prepare yourself, set it in your mind, understand fully, and be prepared that Gog of Magog, or the Battle of Armageddon, is going to take place. Set thy face against Gog. Now, what does the word Gog mean? The word Gog is the Hebrew word or root word gigantic, leaving out the O, G-G, or Gog, long O. The word then is pronounced Gog, meaning gigantic, or gigantic land, or nation. A huge colossus of the north. In other words, Gog means a huge nation, a large nation. Reading on further, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog. Now Magog is the Hebrew for Mongolian. That's right. The word Mongolian is derived from Magog. So if we will read it again, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, a gigantic or large nation, the land of Mongolians, that is populated at least 90% by people of Mongolian stock. Now 90% of Russia is populated by people of Mongolian stock. And of course we know the nations that are in league with the Soviet Union are of Mongolian stock. The two great dangers to the world at this time being the Soviet Union and Red China, who, by the way, are working hand in hand. There is no difficulty or fight between them. This is only to catch you off guard and mislead you into thinking that Red China is at odds with the Soviet Union. Both of them are controlled by the international Jew, and there is no split between them. Now understand the original meanings. The Bible was not written in English. It was translated into English. You must understand that both the Old Testament and the New, the prophets that wrote the books of the Bible, did not read, write, or speak English. In fact, it was not even in existence at that time. The original language used in Ezekiel was Hebrew, and the word Mongolian is derived from the Hebrew Magog, and gigantic or huge country is the meaning of Gog. So read it again. This is very important. Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog. In other words, you are to set your face, get it understood in your mind, get yourself prepared that a gigantic nation or gigantic land is going to come against you that is populated in the majority by Mongolians. We continue a little further, and it says, the chief prince of Meshech. The original Hebrew word, Meshech, is the word that the modern English word, Moscow, or Russian, Moskva, is taken from. Now understand that very carefully. We have definite proof of these things. The chief prince of Meshech, the ruler, or rulers, the leaders of Moscow, Meshech. In fact, that was the ancient name of Moscow, believe it or not. And continues, and Tubal. Tubal, or the Tubal Valley, is the valley that is now known as Siberia. Hear it again. Siberia is in the Tubal Valley. This applies to Siberia, nowhere else. And prophesy against him. What does that mean? To go out and declare that we are about to be attacked, the nation of Israel, by a gigantic nation populated by Mongolians, for the Russians are of Mongol stock, and that their chief city is Meshech, the ancient name, or today known as Moscow, and also they have an area called Siberia, which is in the Tubal Valley, and prophesy against him. Go and tell all the people that this attack is about to take place and who our enemies really are. Now that's just two verses, but there's a lot of meat in those two verses. Now go on to the third and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O gigantic nation, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech, Moscow, and Siberia, the valley of Tubal. Are you seeing it right there with me as you listen to me? Are you reading along? The fourth verse, and I will turn you back and put hooks into your jaws. Now, in the 1200s, the Asiatic hordes did come forward and attack Europe. In fact, they got as far as Vienna. Yes, to the very gates of Vienna. But God caused the death of their leader, Genghis Khan, and they were turned back, he says. And I will turn you back, the fourth verse, but then he will put hooks in their jaws, and I will bring thee forth. He's going to bring them out again. And you have seen this great rebirth of the Asiatic hordes. And all your armies, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now get the full meaning of that. As I have stated in other tapes, the greatest cavalry in the world is under the control of the Soviet Union. So they will be an army of horses and horsemen. They will be clothed with all sorts of armor because it has been released that a new type of plastic has been developed that soldiers may be wearing very soon that is on the whole bulletproof. That means that it will reflect fragments and spent projectiles. Now don't expect to look for armor the same as it was in the Dark Ages, but this is still nevertheless armor because it is a plastic suit or covering. The Word of God applies regardless of the limitations of the translators. Remember, the King James Bible was translated in 1611. And they knew nothing of plastics or any of these other things. But they had to take the words either from the Aramaic or the Latin and translate it into their own English language. In other words, substitute a word for what they deemed the meaning. So listen, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to be the sword as we understand it, because the word here is implement of destruction. Now, an implement of destruction, and one that you readily fought with back in 1611, was a sword. Today, the gun has replaced the sword as a standard weapon, but still it is an element of destruction. So they will be equipped in all handling elements of destruction, guns or swords or whatever else they use. The next verse, 5, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. In other words, all of them fully equipped as an army. Now you know where Persia is and who controls it. And Ethiopia, the original understanding of Ethiopia was entirely different than the Ethiopia we know today. There's an Asiatic Ethiopia, or land of Cush, and an African Ethiopia. But it makes no difference whether it alludes to either one or both. For even the Ethiopia in Africa, as you can tell by reading your newspapers, has completely come under communist domination. So you can rest assured, just as George Washington saw in his vision, that the black hordes will be part of this battle, that black cloud that was going to cover the United States will come from Africa. So Africa, the Negroes in Africa, will be fighting on the side of Gog of Magog, all of them equipped with shield and helmet. And they are being supplied and built up with arms. In fact, the newly born African nations have gone so far as to demand that they have atomic weapons, believe it or not. Goma and all his bands, the House of Tagama of the North Quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Goma, Tagama, all of these peoples make up the Slavic peoples, those that are under the communist heel at this time. All of these nations that form the flank of the North Quarters, or Russia, fall into this category. Now, we have a complete explanation of all of these names, and we can trace them back through the thousands of years to their original roots and tell you exactly where they are located today. But believe me, you can take our word for it. And what does he say further? Be prepared and prepare for yourself, you and all your company that are assembled with you, and you be a guard unto them. Now, that's exactly what the Soviet Union is doing at this time. So they are guarding them, they are training them, they are brainwashing them, and they are equipping them to do battle against us alongside of them. And it goes on further. After many days, you shall be visited. In the latter years, you shall come into the land. In the latter years, now understand, the latter days or latter years are always taken to mean, by all respected clergy and authorities, as the Christian era and the closing days of this generation and the beginning of the Battle of Armageddon. So this did not apply to the time that the prophecy was given to the prophet Ezekiel. But in the latter days, the days we're living in now, again, in the latter years, you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword. Now, there is only one land in the world that has been brought back from the sword. That is this American continent. For the last war that was fought on U.S. soil was the Civil War. For over 100 years, all other wars, and even those we participated in, were fought overseas in other countries, but not on this soil. We are the only land that has been brought back from the sword. Although prior to that time, this nation was the scene of many battles, even from its inception in 1776. Brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people. Again, this applies to the United States, for this is a nation that is gathered or put together out of many, many different nations. Again, further, against the mountains of Israel. Now, this does not apply to Palestine or ancient Israel. This is a new land that we must locate, so listen carefully. Against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. The mountains of Palestine or around ancient Israel were never waste. They were always inhabited and being used. But America, the mountains thereof, laid idle. For the Indians themselves, in many instances, the different tribes were not so much as tread on them, thinking they were holy. But in any case, the mountains in the U.S. were waiting, so to speak, until the time that the Anglo-Saxon Israelites of the world settled here, removed the waste from them, and turned them into production. The mountains of Israel, which have always been waste, could not have possibly applied to Palestine, but it is brought forth out of the nations. Again, this can only apply to the United States. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. Now, there's only one nation also on the face of the earth that at this time is dwelling safely. And it's not the abortive nation of Israel in Palestine, for they do not dwell safely. They are continually on guard for fear the Arabs will move in and take back what rightfully belongs to them and was stolen by these Jews. So this applies to another nation. And if there's any nation that is sitting back thinking it has nothing to worry about and is dwelling safely, it's the United States of America. You shall ascend and come like a storm. You shall be like a cloud to cover the land. You and all your bands and many people with you. This is a description of the invasion. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into your mind, and you shall think an evil thought. Many believe that this is the use of the atomic and hydrogen bombs, the evil thought being the use of them when the international Jewish conspiracy becomes panicky and finally finds out that the people in America are not going to turn the nation over to them for the asking, but are going to fight, and this will be the evil thought that will come into their mind. These Jews, who will only be using the Russians and the Mongolian hordes as their shock troops to do their dirty work for them, as they always have, the evil thought will come into their mind that unless they forcibly occupy this nation, they will lose all that they have been working for hundreds and hundreds of years. And what are these Jews going to say? They're going to say in their own mind, and these communist soldiers all over the world, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. Now, this nation does not have any walled villages, nor barricades or armaments around its cities. The cities are wide open. Anyone can drive in or out at will. You cannot do this in Palestine, so don't let some phony prophet, and I use the term loosely, and I've read a lot of their literature, try to sell you that Jew story that this attack is an attack upon the poor Jews of Palestine, because their villages are walled and they're protected with everything from bombs, booby traps, to barbed wire. So they're not dwelling safely, and their villages are not unwalled. But America, ah yes, America, it fits perfectly. I will go to them that are at rest. Well, I don't think that needs any explaining. Out of close to 200 million people in the United States of America, these boobs, of all the people in the world, are at rest. They don't care what's going to happen to their children, to their nation, or to the great heritage that their forefathers built up. They're at rest. They're apathetic. They could care less what's going on because it's controversial. It makes them worry. It makes them think. And the average American today doesn't care to do any of these. That's why this class of people is earmarked for destruction by Almighty God. Continuing, I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, no bars or no gates around their homes. And what for? To take a spoil, and that's what the Jews have promised these Asiatic hordes, a spoil of wealth, food, and plenty of American women. Let's be frank about it. White women. The Jews have promised these Mongolian hordes this will be their reward. To take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. And America was an uninhabited, desolate place until about 200 years ago. This is not the ancient land that has been inhabited for such a long period of time. The United States definitely fits into that category. To turn the hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have been gotten cattle and goods. Cattle and goods, here meaning wealth. Because at the time of this message being given to Ezekiel, cattle and goods were considered wealth. Today, you don't have to have cattle to be wealthy, although sometimes this helps. But cattle and goods here is referring to great wealth, and there's no wealthier nation on the face of the earth. Continuing, that dwell in the midst of the land. The original Hebrew words here contain that the King James was translated from means a nation in the middle of the earth, in the navel of the earth, in the center, north and west of Palestine. Just take a pencil or just a marker of some kind and look at a globe and draw a line directly north from Jerusalem or Palestine and draw another line west and just see where they intersect and what the large now inhabited area of land is called today, that this is referring to. In the midst of the land, or in the midst of the world, the United States of America. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto you, Are you come to take a spoil? This pertains to the island nations, England, who will not escape. For England, as well as America, must pay dearly for the great mistake that they made in siding in with the international communist Jewish conspiracy against their own brothers of the tribe of Judah in Germany, who were then, at that time, performing an act of God in ridding their nation, and not by burning them or destroying them. Don't fall for that malarkey, because it is not true. But taking them out of power and influence, and destroying the filth literature and all the other activities of the international Jews. In other words, we, of all the Israel nations, were, so to speak, conned into fighting our own fellow tribesmen of the tribe of Judah by attacking Germany. But that's another story. Sheba, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish apply to England and the island nations. And they shall say, Are you come to take a spoil? Have you gathered a company together to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, take a great spoil? That's right. And that's what they will be doing. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, this gigantic nation, Thus saith the Lord God, In that day, when my people of Israel dwell safely, just as we are today, shall thou not know it? Yes, and you can rest assured that the Soviet bloc knows it. And you shall come from your place out of the north parts. Now, where is Russia? And it goes on further. You and many people with you, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, and a mighty army. And you shall come up against my people of Israel. Now, understand that. And you shall come up against my people Israel. The only way that you can come up and attack Israel would be for the United States of America to be the modern day Israel. For you would go down or south to attack Palestine. But if you were to attack the United States via the North Pole route, with paratroopers, guided missiles, and troops coming in via the Bering Straits, you would indeed be coming up out of the north parts against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring you against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in you, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, Are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? This, if you will hear it, is the meaning of the Amalekites coming against Israel until the kingdom of God being set up. Yes, the communist hordes of the modern day Amalekites. And further, and it shall come to pass at the time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. That's when God is going to swing into action. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. And
Let me tell you this. You can rest assured it will not only be the Amalekites or the communist hordes that will be shaking and being destroyed. It will be the great percentage of the people right here in the United States who have failed to mend their ways, return to God, accept Jesus Christ, and get out and do His work, and prepare to save their own families. Because He says, many are called, and certainly America is being called, but few will be chosen. There's only going to be a remnant saved. The rest will be destroyed with the Antichrist communist hordes led by the Jews. And further, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, all the men, understand that now, all the men that are upon the face of the whole earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground, including Rockefeller Center, yes, you heard right, and many of the churches, the abominations that are called churches, and especially that place built on the old site of a slaughterhouse, the United Nations. Yes, they'll all come tumbling down, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And what then is God going to do? And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains. He's going to call for a sword against them throughout all his mountains of Israel. Now, are you going to be ready when he calls for a sword? That's right, he's going to call on you. You'd better have arms, ammunition, plenty of food, and you'd better have a survival area prepared with your loved ones, your family, put away safely therein so that you can come out and fight when God gives you the command. Don't think you're going to sit behind some rock and God's going to do it all. He's going to expect you to fight, and you should consider it a privilege to fight for God. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God, and every man's sword shall be against his brother. And you can rest assured of that too, because this nation is loaded with communist Jewish sellouts. That's right, proselytes that the Jews have brainwashed either through money or through pseudo-knowledge to make these people think by flattery that they are something special and should go along with this liberalism and all of the leftism that we are experiencing today. Yes, you're going to be fighting against them. Not only the communist hordes from without, but those sellouts and antichrist, and there are millions of them that are right here in our nation. And I will plead against him with pestilence. Yes, there's going to be all sorts of pestilence hit these people. And with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands. Yes, there's going to be an overflowing rain, too. A rain that will bog down all of their machinery and equipment so that their army can't move one way or the other. And guerrilla bands throughout this nation will be popping them off like fish in a barrel. And further, and upon the many people that are with him. And overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. If you read the 16th chapter of Revelation, you'll find out how large these hailstones are going to be. It says they're going to weigh approximately 125 pounds, or one talent. You start raining hundreds of thousands of those down over the land at 125 pounds apiece. And that'll drive these communist Jews about 28 feet into the ground. Those that get hit, we won't need to bury. But God continues, thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Why? Because it will not be us that's doing it in any great feat on our part, for we know not how many we will number, whether it be thousands or millions. All the glory and credit will go to God, for without him, we would be completely destroyed as we are overwhelmingly outnumbered. We shall now see in the following verses how God will intervene on our behalf and destroy our Mongolian enemies. He continues, therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee. It is up to us to understand and tell both our enemies and our friends that God is with us, for he says so in the first verse of the 39th chapter of Ezekiel, and against our enemies. Listen again, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech, Moscow, and Tubal, Siberia, and I will turn you back. You will turn these invading hordes back after they have occupied. Now understand, the United States is going to be invaded, but it is also going to be occupied. All people that have diligently studied the scriptures and know the true facts of the Battle of Armageddon are in agreement that this nation is going to be occupied for a period of time. You're going to be placed into captivity, but God is going to help us destroy the enemy and drive him out. But there will be a period of time of occupation that we will have to have survival areas to retire our families to. And he says, I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee. That means five-sixths of the enemy are going to be destroyed through one way or the other. And will cause you to come up from the north parts. We explained that before. The only way that you can come up from the north parts and come from the Soviet Union or China and still reach Israel would be for Israel to mean the modern Israel, the United States of America, for you would have to go south to reach Palestine. So don't let some ignorant preacher, or some of them we are firmly convinced are not as ignorant as we might believe. Many of them know the truth, but are preaching a false message being paid off by Satan's children. It is true that there will be battles taking place and that it is a true prong attack by the Soviet Union upon the Palestine of old, but the main attack will be upon the United States of America and all the Anglo-Saxon nations. He says, I will cause thee to come up from the north parts and will bring you upon the mountains of Israel. And I will destroy or smite your bow out of your left hand and will cause your arrows to fall out of your right hand. He is going to destroy both them and their weapons. And he continues, and I will send a fire on Magog, on these Mongolians, and among them also that dwell carelessly in the isles. That certainly applies to the Anglo-Saxon nations. And they are to be punished also, for we have disobeyed God in many, many ways. We have allowed, for one thing, the enemy to creep in among us and take over our nation, just as one of our own leaders
Benjamin Franklin warned us against when he said, if you let the Asiatic Jews come into your country, and this was almost 200 years ago, he said, within 200 years, you will be working in the fields, and these Jews will be in the banks or counting houses, counting the money that you have worked so hard to earn, and they have not even lifted a finger to help. Jews are leeches. They never produce a society of their own. They wait until God's people create a society, then they move in, take it over, and destroy it. Jews, to a healthy society, are the same as cancer is to the body. The non-Jewish population of the nation works continuously to build up their society, while the Jews, from within, tear it down by changing their moral standards, printing filth literature, taking over the newspapers, radios, television, and bringing all of the peoples down to their Jewish satanic level. Back again to the Bible. And I will send a fire on these Mongolians and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. That's true. All peoples of the world will know that Almighty God, Yahweh, is indeed God. And he goes further. And I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, said the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken. Yes, he has predicted this day in this battle of Armageddon since the beginning of time. And aren't you happy that you were counted among those to live in this period of deliverance, where you will see the coming battle and what is far more important, the kingdom of God unveiled and the theocratic rule established. He goes on to say that when these Mongolian hordes are destroyed, in 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yes, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord. Now, don't be one of those people who say, it's a terrible thing to look forward to have to spend 7 months burying these enemies of God. Well, as for me, I would much rather be the one doing the burying than the one being buried. And this is God's answer, for they have bragged for many years that they were going to bury us. But God says that we will bury them. And I would much rather believe God than the liars controlled by Satan's children, the Jews, in the Soviet Union. And further, I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. There'll be no atheists, no pseudo-intellectuals, no liberals in the land then. And even the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity. Yes, we're in this captivity of the Jews and the satellite nations, and even Russia itself is under the captivity of the communist Jewish system because of its sins against God. For he says, because they trespassed against me, therefore I hid my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword. Yes, it's our own fault we're in the condition that we are in today, not God's. Don't blame any of the hard times that we are all experiencing now on God. It's your fault. and it's my fault. We have not obeyed the laws of God. And in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, he told us what he would do for us if we remembered our identity and followed his commandments, and what he would do to us if we forgot our identity and disobeyed his commandments. What does he say? According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them and hid my face from them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid. Yes, we've been dwelling so safely that we have completely forgotten God. We have replaced God with the international communist Jewish money system. When I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. Yes, there are many of God's people, Israelites, still captured behind the Iron Curtain, taken away to Siberia in prison camps. These are God's people that will be liberated, taken out of the enemy's lands, and brought back into their own. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Is that not wonderful? Think it over. Read these chapters of Ezekiel many times, and you will see what a wonderful picture it really is. Truly, many people will have to suffer, but in the end, we shall see ourselves redeemed and the kingdom of God established. Remember, if for any reason you have doubted the power of God, have not placed yourself in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, won't you do so now? The hour is very late. You can miss obtaining a few survival items, but one thing you cannot miss, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have not got him, you will not pass through this day of tribulation and the period of occupation into the kingdom of God. This you can rest assured of. Be prepared materially. Buy your supplies. Get your area ready. But first and foremost, place all your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and go out and spread this word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly and Eternal Father, we thank you so very much for your Son, Jesus Christ. For we know through any works and righteousness of our own, we would not be entitled to your protection and the wonderful gaining of the peace we shall all attain in your kingdom that you are about to set up. For we are tired of these earthly rulers and governments. We do want you to come in with your government that will be righteous and everlasting. Yes, and we are thankful in our minds tonight for the fact that we have such a friend in Jesus. For in these last days, many of our friends will forsake us, but there will be one friend that will be faithful through it all. Yes, what a friend we have in Jesus, and in his name we thank you. Amen. I would like to take this time, for those who understand, and you all should, to make this declaration of faith. As you know not in these last days who you are dealing with, who the person is that is writing the literature or making the tapes, and any man who is a true Christian and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and is preparing to enter into the kingdom, or at least attempting to do so, should be only too happy and proud to declare his faith. I want it hereby understood that I believe in Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no salvation
except through Jesus Christ. I do believe that Jesus is the Christ and that he came in the flesh. He was crucified by the Jews and resurrected by his Father. I also know that no man can enter into the kingdom of God, regardless of his racial background, unless he has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. Knowing full well that he did come in the flesh, he did die, he was resurrected, and through him we will enter into the kingdom of God, gain everlasting life, and he is the Christ. For the Bible says, no man cometh unto the Father except through me. This declaration I am proud to make without beating around the bush, as some of these so-called patriots and Christians have been doing. Men that we know of that are in this work that have either outrightly refused to make this declaration or have skipped around it, doing their very best to get out of making the exact declaration that they believe Jesus Christ did come in the flesh and was indeed the Christ, the Savior. You should know who is truly of God and who is not. One other word, there are many pressures upon all of us. Satan is trying very hard to stop this work from going forward. He has made numbers of patriots sick. I do believe that germ warfare is now present throughout the world. I believe the communist Jewish hordes have unleashed it on us. But I do believe that Christ is with us and protecting us. It'll be a hard, long battle. Expect anything, whether it be financial trouble or trouble with your health, anything to impede this work. He's not interested in stopping the churches from speaking the word, as they are withholding 90% of the truth. But those that are preaching the true message, Satan is turning all of his guns on.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.